of a true story today about a little bird, a sparrow. And this little sparrow had a nest, and of course had one little baby bird, maybe the only one it ever had. And one day this little bird got out of the nest and fell down into a window box, a deep window well, where it couldn't get out again. And a lady living in a big city tells the story of how she watched that mother bird try to get her baby bird out of that terrible dungeon in which it was in. But it seemed that everything failed. The mother bird would try this and try that, but it just wouldn't work. But the mother bird just wouldn't give up. It kept working and working, and it wasn't going to be defeated. So at last the mother bird went away, was gone for some time, and it came back with a long straw in its beak, and it rested a few minutes on the edge of the window box. The lady watched with delight as the mother bird chirped a few things out to the baby bird, and they seemed to be talking one to another. And the mother bird bent over and put that long straw down toward the mouth of that baby bird. And sure enough, that baby bird took a hold of that straw, and the mother pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled, and sure enough, it pulled that little bird up out of that window well, and mother and baby bird sat up on the ledge as happy as they could be. The work had been done, it had all been accomplished, and the little baby bird had been saved. You know, sparrows weren't worth very much in the Bible. The Lord said you could buy two of them for a farthing. That's only a small coin. And five for two farthings, about like two pennies. You could buy five of them for that. They weren't worth too much. In fact, they were more of a worthless and a nuisance. But you know, the Bible says there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground but what the Lord sees it. And he said, "Fear not, for ye are more valuable than many sparrows," in Luke 12 and verse 7. So you see, the Lord, that like the mother bird cared for that baby bird, that little sparrow, the Lord cares for us. And he reached down and he made a way for us to come up out of the dungeon of sin and to be saved. He died for us to save us from our sin. And it's only when we put our trust in him that we're going to experience that deliverance and that salvation. It can be yours if you'll trust him today.